Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Yes, my next guest. He's been having way too much fun this last week. I've been watching all of his stuff he's been doing. This is 1911 University, and of course, the star of 1911 University is Joe Chambers. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I wish, I really, really, really wish somebody would tell Jerome Powell to shut the beep up and stop talking about raising interest rates.
Oh, okay. I didn't know which one you were referring to until you said that.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve, the fake money banking system of our country.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish he would just go to a corner and sit down and be quiet, like all good children should do, so that the economy can just do what it needs to do to recover, and he stops tanking the stock market and crypto. Leave it alone.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of that has to do with Biden, too. I mean, when Trump got elected, the stock market surged before he got inaugurated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of it has
very
to do with the fact that, yeah, that we got the desiccated old pervert in office right now. But that's, you know, in any event, like I said, you seem to have been having a lot of fun this past week.
I've been busy, anyway.
Yes, yeah, Joe.
I've been busy.
Well, it's cold up in Nebraska, isn't it?
Yes. It's very
so cold. When you have to go outside, to test fire these guns, it is a chilly undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah, it was actually funny. It's funny that you bring that up because I was, you know, once every couple of weeks I get online and Google search the shop and just see what the chatter on the interwebs is. And there was a guy on a forum who's a client of ours, and he decided, I guess last week or earlier this week, I don't know, to do a cold weather test of a Chambers Custom Bat WMG in F and to see if it would function. He lives in northern Minnesota. And so he did this test where he took the gun out. It was like 10 degrees, and he left it for an hour, and then he went out and shot 40 rounds, zero malfunctions.
Right.
He left it for 3 hours and shot it 40 rounds, zero malfunctions. Then he left it for 4 hours. Or 6 hours, and he shot at zero malfunctions. So then he left it out in the blizzard all night, and then he went out and shot 40 rounds, zero malfunctions. And then yesterday he took it out, and he left it out in, like, negative 10-degree weather for 6 hours or something and went out and shot it in zero malfunctions. And I'm like, bro, we live in Nebraska. We test these guns in the cold all the time. But it's cool to see the clients are, you know, taking it upon themselves to verify what we tell them. That's great.
To a certain, you know, I can shoot the gun, and I'm verified. I mean, that's I, You know, I've shot three different versions of those. Which, by the way, just so you know, I was trying to call you today because somebody wants me to review the Light Fighter. Do you have a Light Fighter?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, they want me to review it and compare it to another gun, and I just sent them a reply. I will shoot the Light Fighter, and just to understand that the Light Fighter will beat any gun I put against it.
What are they wanting you to compare it to?
A Staccato XC.
Oh, I've already done that, but yeah, you can go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'd have to have one of those, too, so...
there's no comparison because the Staccato XC doesn't have any barrel fit. I mean...
Well, didn't you tell me you shot that and it was sort of snappy, too?
Yeah, it was extremely snappy. It's undersprung, there's no barrel fit, very little slide to frame fit. I mean, it just is what it is. Yeah.
Compared to, it's not even as good as a Staccato P, is it?
No, it's not actually. The fit and finish on a Staccato P for half the money was far superior in my opinion.
Right.
I have a Staccato P coming in next week that the dude's been wanting me to review it for a while. It's 15,500 noted rounds on AKIP track. And he wants me to do a review on it. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Let's see how these things wear.
What do you expect to find? Or do you have any idea?
I have some ideas, you know. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how it loosened up compared to the one that I had in here that was new in the box. You know, what the tolerance differences are. It'll be interesting to look at parts wear. Because 15,000 rounds is quite a few rounds. I mean, yeah. The vast majority of the listening public today will not shoot 15,000 rounds out of one handgun in their life, much less in 1 year.
Right.
So,
do you know which generation he has?
I don't. It's the newer model. It's the P.
Well, I mean, you know, the first generation of the P came out. It was like the Fat WMGC. You know, it was the shorter slide and the full size grip.
That's what this is.
Okay. Well, then that's the first generation.
Yeah, that's what this one is.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. Because I thought that gun was a very, 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 very good gun until I got the second generation, which was miles better to me.
What is that one? Is that the C2 or whatever?
Well, the new P that came out is a full-size slide, or a little bit longer slide and not the shorter slide. And they changed the lower grip module and all that other stuff where they... With the first gen, where they had the pine bark job on the grip,
No. That's not what this one is. This one is the one with the new grip. It's the 4.4 inch.
Okay,
you know, it's like a commander basically. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's what
the first one that came out was 4.15, I believe.
Oh yeah. They went short. Yeah.
Yep. So that'll be interesting to hear.
It'll be neat to see that gun, you know.
It'll be interesting to see what you find when you pull it apart as well, because I'm a fan of Staccato guns. They sponsored the show, and I think for their price point, for the models that they have for their price points, I think some of those are like bargains. But then again, I think your guns are bargains at the price point that you're at, simply because there's other guns that are out there that are at your price point that don't perform. So I consider your gun to be a bargain, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Staccato P is a bargain at its price point.
Right.
The XC was extremely underwhelming for its price point. I mean, it's nearly $5,000 gun.
Yeah, but I don't know how many iterations they've had of that. With the Staccato P, this year is the fourth generation of that gun, so they've had a minute to refine. It's excellent. But tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. If you want to follow what Joe does, if you want to see what he does, you can follow him on lots of things. You can follow him on Instagram. And everything is chamberscustom.com. So he's on Instagram, he's on Facebook, and he's on YouTube. And he does these Instagram videos where he'll sit there and he'll have his pipe and he'll look very serious, and then he'll pull a gun apart and he'll look it in the camera and go, obviously this guy had a Dremel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. How many special projects have you got going on right now? I'm just curious
is that a trick question?
How many have you seen? Have you got four going on right now?
Well, let's see. I got the prototype 10mm comp gun. We got the YC squared. We got the NES. We got the new Fat M that I'm working on that I haven't shown pictures of yet.
So that's four right there.
Yeah, then we got the three-gun pinstripers that I'm wrapping up. Two-gun ball cuts that I'm wrapping up.
See, here's the thing. The other day on Facebook, a lot of people were like, when is this coming out? When is that coming out? And in the comments, I just decided to be the typical one out there and just say, just build more. Which, that's not the way this goes. This is not the way a Chambers gun is born. There's never going to be a day where you're never going to cut corners on your hallmarks, like barrel fit, slide fit, all the other things that you do, are you?
No. No, we don't cut corners on that stuff.
See, that's where the comedy in my comment came in. I noticed you were the only one that gave me any sort of a reaction to that too. I don't know if anybody else was out there going, who would tell him that or what. I just thought it was funny. Because that's what a lot of people think, don't they?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That you've got Chambers custom guns just laying around on the shelves waiting for somebody to buy them.
I mean, I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was like, "Well, I don't see why it takes so long. I mean, these other companies, you don't have to wait no 12 to 18 months to get a gun." I says, "Yeah, well, it takes 40 to 50 hours. You know, it takes 40 to 50 hours for each of my guys to build one gun." He's like, "Well, that seems like an awfully long time to put some parts together." I was like, "Well, that's one way to look at it." Like,
see, what you need to do is you need to do another Instagram photo, and you know, remember the reflectors that the doctors used to wear on their heads? Get that and a white lab coat, and go and say, obviously, we need to do some more 1911 University. Now, for those of you that say that I spend a lot of time on it, and other guys don't, you just got the point. However, since you don't even understand what I just said to you, let me show you what I'm talking about. And then just, you know, do what you do. But, I mean, do you think in the custom gun market that everybody has gotten so used to, what, a 12-week or a 4-month, whatever you want to call it, a lead time of X amount of weeks, and now they expect everybody to be able to do it in X amount of time, and they don't even know that a high percentage of the time, they're not even getting what they think they're paying for?
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on, see, all this comes back to perceived value. What do you perceive as value? You know, are you looking for a quality build internally? Maybe it's a little more plain Jane on the outside, but it's built right inside. Or are you looking for, you know, the coolest looking gun on the block? Because those are easy to find.
Yeah, they are. And the thing, what I'm looking for is when I get the gun, I don't want to ever have to send the gun back to who made it. Unless that's something I want to do. I don't want to have to do it in order just to get it to run. And at a certain price point, I expect it to run and run well. And that's about it. That's about as far as it takes. Yeah. Now, the thing is, that's not exactly what everybody delivers nowadays, is it?
No. Not at all.
So, and how many people ever call you up and say, Joe, I just got this gun, and it don't shoot worth a doggone. I mean, it doesn't even chambers. It doesn't even do what it's got to do. How often does that happen? Like
never.
I didn't think so.
I mean, usually if there's a problem, it's something that develops over time. And you know, like I had a gun come back here recently. It was a 45. We've had some parts issues since the scandemic kicked off.
Right.
You know, parts have been harder to get, and the quality of said parts have sometimes been more questionable than in the past. So we have to be very careful.
Right.
And I had a 45 come back that it was failing to feed, and when it got here, I knew immediately what was wrong, and the vis had set back some on the frame, which is really unusual, but it had, and so the barrel was overhanging the frame ramp. Well, I just fixed it and sent it back to the guy. No big deal.
Right.
You know, but that's also where our lifetime warranty comes in. If you don't screw it up, we'll fix it for free.
Right.
Right? If it's something that broke, it wasn't your fault or our fault, you know, I mean, if it was a catastrophic parts failure or something prematurely wore out in a couple hundred rounds, which has happened, we'll fix that. It's not a big deal. You know, that's we back up our work. Now, if you shoot 30,000 rounds through the gun, don't call me asking for a new barrel. Okay? You shot the barrel out. Okay. Cool. Good job. Now you get to pay for a new one. No big deal. But, yeah, I mean, that no BS warranty that I do, I mean, that's really valuable to people. And fortunately, you know, here's the thing about a no BS warranty. If you do quality work, you very rarely have to use it.
Well, right? Here's the thing about Joe's guns, though. This is the thing about Joe's guns, which I've never experienced this with anybody else's guns. When you get a Chambers gun, you get a list of all the parts that are in that gun. We'll continue this when we get back. This is 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A winter storm is affecting over 100 million Americans. In Ohio, transportation official Crystal Nealon has this simple advice.
If you don't have to leave your home, try not to leave.
The storm stretching from Texas all the way into eastern sections of Canada, the Lone Star State, and others, including Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, are also dealing with icy conditions. This comes as a line of snow stretches from the Dallas-Fort Worth area all the way to Montreal. Researchers in London say COVID symptoms start displaying within 2 days following exposure. A study by the Imperial College of London exposed 36 unvaccinated people to the virus and found nearly half of them began displaying symptoms within 42 hours. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United States is giving the thumbs up when it comes to sending money to help the Afghan people.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The massive fire that started Monday at a North Carolina fertilizer plant is still burning. Crews who have been battling the blaze at the Winston Weaver Company say the flames are smaller and the risk of explosion has slightly lessened. As a result, all emergency personnel are still working off-site. Thousands who live within 1 mile of the plant in Winston-Salem are urged to not return to their homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And before we went to break, what I was saying was that I've had quite a few guns come my way that have been my guns. And in the custom 1911-2011 market, nobody provides a parts list like Joe does. And I get a copy of the parts list, right? You guys keep a copy, too. So that if I ever send that gun back to you, you know exactly what you used on that gun.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And now the next question is, Joe, have you ever had anybody swap parts out of a gun and send it back to you and say that the gun's not working? And the answer is yes. Yes, we have.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep a record. So I can look at the parts and go, ah, nah, fam, we didn't put this part in there. You owe me the shipping because your warranty is void.
Right. Owe me for shipping. That's funny. So
that's legit, though, because shipping is expensive.
Well, yeah. I guess it is. I mean,
it's about $3 round trip to ship one of these guns.
Right. Okay. So.
Yeah.
That's not something I ever considered. How many times has that happened?
Not very often. Because I started putting on the build sheet after about two times, that if you have anybody except for us work on the gun, the warranty is null and void. And that put the kibosh on that.
Right. Well, it should.
You know. I mean, because the thing is, if something happens to the gun, just call me. I will gladly fix it. I don't want a gun that we built out there that's not working. That's silly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't want a gun out there like that simply because... I'm trying to imagine in what world that would actually occur. Where that would get past you.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily get past me, but it would, you know, I mean, things break. So if something breaks, that's my point. If something breaks, don't try to fix it. Just call me.
Right.
Let's figure it out. I'll give you a perfect example. So, you know, we use MBX Max, and they have apparently several machines stamp the bodies out of plate, and they're not all exactly set up identical. And so sometimes the mag catch lock hole in the magazine is slightly off from one magazine to the other, like in batches, right? There'll be a batch where they're all the same, the next batch will be slightly different. Well, then you also have the interface to that part, which is the magazine catch in the frame. And sometimes those are slightly different. Well, we got a batch of magazines in, and Kevin built a gun, and it ran perfectly with the test mags. We blew it. It was all put together, finished. We took it out to shoot it with the actual mags that went with the gun, and it was a failure to feed. It was a single shot, that gun was. And he was freaking out. And I said, well, now before you completely freak out, let's try something. I said, have you tested this since we blew it with our test mags? No. Okay, go get one. We got one. We loaded it up. Functioned flawlessly. So then I took those magazines and I compared them because we had three batches of magazines come in a row. So I compared the magazines batch to batch, and there was a slight difference. Okay, so we got some mags from a different batch. They worked fine. Well, we didn't know this until we had already shipped out some guns. Client calls me yesterday. He has a regulator. Loves it. Functions great. He has a Nest gun that we just shipped him. Loves it. Functions great. When he cross-pollinates the magazines, though, the regulator doesn't work with the Nest magazines. That's a problem. So now we have to figure out which magazines came with the Nest because he's cross-pollinated them. He's mixed them up. So he's got to figure out which magazines are not working with the regulator so that he can send them back to me so that we can modify them so they'll work with both guns. Okay, well, we'll fix it. You know, I mean, I shouldn't have to fix it because I should be able to depend on my parts suppliers to make magazines that are exactly the same or within a close enough tolerance as they work on all guns across the board, but they don't always. Okay, so I'll take that to the magazine manufacturer and go, hey, look, Adrian, here's the deal. You got a problem. And he'll look at it and go, holy crap, thanks for letting me know. And he'll fix it, right? But if the guy had just taken a Dremel to the magazine and tried to fix it himself or sent the gun off to somebody because it wasn't running, not thinking about, oh, it's something as simple as a magazine tolerance issue, then we'd have a big problem.
Well, I mean, and that's one of the things when you're talking about carrying a spare magazine for a reload, that's also sort of a redundant safety measure because there's a possibility you'll have a magazine malfunction, right?
Right.
Yep. So, I mean, that's the thing about having multiple magazines when you're running a gun and carrying a gun and everything else. It's not necessarily to have more burets. More burets are always nice to have, but it's also to guard against some sort of mechanical failure within the magazine itself. So I can see that. What about ammo? I mean, that's got to be another problem, right?
Well, and ammo has been an increasing problem in the last year and a half because of the scandemic and everything that's going on. I mean, you don't know what you're getting, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a gun that the primers work great, or ammo that the primers work great. Sometimes you get ammo that has rifle primers and pistol ammo because they ran out of whatever, you know, and it's like, So, yeah, I mean, ammo is something. If somebody calls me and says they're having a problem with the gun short cycling or whatever, the first thing I always think of now is I ask them, you know, what kind of ammo are you shooting and when did you buy it?
Right. Right. And for anybody that's wondering about that, just remember this. This is a gun with a slide, with a heavy slide. It's also got a spring, and, you know, you will have to, there'll be some ammo that, like, I have trouble with 115 grain in my fat WMGC. Everything else, it fires like it runs like a Swiss watch.
Yeah.
So I just don't shoot no 115 grain in it.
Right, and some guns are just like that. I mean, some guns just flat out, you know, if you got a 10 millimeter, like I was testing the 10 millimeter the other day, the comp gun, and that gun just doesn't like certain kinds of bullet designs. It won't feed, not for love or money. Okay, well, I'm just not going to put those kind of magazines in, or those kind of bullets in that gun.
Right.
It's just that simple. Why am I going to be frustrated with the gun when it's not a gun issue? The gun runs fine. It just, you know, it's like your own stomach. If you can't eat a bowl full of jalapenos without getting sick, well, then you shouldn't eat a bowl full of jalapenos.
Yeah.
Stay away from that.
That's good advice. I never eat jalapenos because I don't think I could take it, but if I ever do, I'll remember that advice. You hang on for me. We got one more break to get through. Talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. We'll be right back. I think I know where I want to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. I've been noticing a lot of these pinstripe guns of yours. They seem to be popping up all over the place. Is that caught a hold and everybody likes that design?
Well, it's a pretty classic design. When I started doing those a decade ago, nobody had ever seen anything like that, and yeah, I guess it's pretty popular.
They all seem to be long slides. Is that because that accentuates the whole pinstripe part of it?
No, it's just because I think part of that is because a lot of people that get that gun, the pinstriper, see it as something that they're going to, it's a range toy, you know, it's a range gun.
Right.
And they're not going to carry a gun that costs well into five figures. And, you know, they're just not. It's kind of an heirloom piece for them, if you will. And so they want a long slide, which is fine. I mean, I personally like long slides, but they're not my favorite. I mean, they're cool, but they're a lot of work. There's a lot of metal to polish on a long slide.
What about as far as functionality and everything? Is there any difference in that for the end user with a Chambers long slide gun?
Oh, they soft. They shoot so soft.
All that added mass adds to it?
Yeah. They're so soft shooting. It's like shooting a pop gun.
See, I would be tempted to carry that just so I could, like, if I was like, hey, you want to see what I'm carrying today? And just, I saw this one movie called City Heat where Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood keep trying to one-up each other, pulling out the longer gun as they run each one dry. Mm-hmm. When they finally pull out, like, those 10-inch barrels, that would be the kind of thing I'd be looking for, you know? Just because I'm that kind of a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a company a few years back, well, many years back now, several decades, that made a 1911 with a 7 or 8 inch barrel with a slide. It was crazy.
Right?
Yeah, that's a little too much, I think.
So, the 10 millimeter with the compensator on it. Now, I showed that to my son. My son has trained to be a gunsmith. He never got to any point where he would be considered custom. He was more of an assembler, but he did go through what he had to do to get certified to be one. And We were watching the recoil with that. Now, is that an all-steel gun?
Yes.
Okay. Single stack?
Yes.
Does it make you want to make a double stack when you got that kind of recoil coming out of it?
Well,
I know you got to think. I know you got to think about the big bores not going double stack.
Well, not so much in the 10 millimeter, but the bigger issue is what you don't see there is that that gun is still snappy as heck. I mean, I'm holding on to that thing like a beast. I mean, I am. I'm just telling you honest. People watch the video and they were flipping out because, you know, it shot really flat, and it does shoot sort of flat, but it's still throwing brass 14 feet. It's ridiculous. And that's with a 22-pound recoil spring and a 25-pound mainspring. And originally I wanted to do that gun with my big hole comp, and I was convinced by a friend of ours to do it with the YC squared comp for hunting purposes. And to be totally honest with you, I'm kind of underwhelmed with the performance.
Right.
So much so that I may unscrew that comp and try the big hole comp just to see what the difference is. Because the whole point of comping a gun like that to me is to make it shoot soft. I don't care if it's going to be, you know, a quarter of an inch longer one way or another if it shoots soft. But if it doesn't shoot soft, what's the point? And I shot 100 rounds through that gun yesterday, and my hands were sore.
Right. Well, I mean, to me, if it reduces the recoil with a full power 10-millimeter load, I mean, that's not for the faint of heart. I can't even find those right now. I've got a 10-millimeter here that I call the Grizzly gun that, you know, it's a poly 80, so it's... It's not a steel frame or anything else, and it's a double stack, so it weighs a little more when it's loaded. But all I've got to run through right now is 180 grain. And if you're getting out and using something really serious, there's a big difference between a 10-millimeter target load and a 10-millimeter bear load.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're taming the recoil of the full power 10-millimeter loads, what were you shooting?
In that video, I was shooting... Arms Corps, I can't remember if they're 180s or 200s, but they're full power loads.
Right. So, I mean, that's the thing about 10 millimeter. I mean, that's what makes 10 millimeter unique. It is, you can use a 10 millimeter to engage a car if you have to. So if, I'm sure you did have to hold it down a little bit, but wouldn't that be with the way with just about any gun if you start shooting a really hot load out of it? What may, you know, standard load, standard self-defense, okay, but I'm sure there's a load I could find that I could stick in my WMGC that might feel a little more pop to it if I look for it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, if you held on to it that well, that's, you got to hold on to it. You got to hold on to the gun, Joe. And
oh,
you
yeah.
did. And you did.
Yeah, it's,
but
it's
I mean, in a hunting application, you're not going to be going out there and shooting 1,500 rounds in an afternoon. That's the difference, right?
Right. I mean, and that's the point. You know, Steve and I were talking about it. It's kind of the point. You're going out, you're going to shoot one or two times and go back to the house. I mean, you're not taking it out to shoot hundreds of rounds at a time.
Right. I mean, with your rifle, when you zero your rifle, what do you take, 5 rounds?
Yeah, typically. Well, I put a few on the stock just because sometimes I end up engaging 8 or 10 deer. You never know.
Well, I mean,
I will tell you, I shot my Henry X gun the other day for the first time. I found local gun shop had 2 boxes of Hornady 325 grain at 2,000 feet per second ammo at $50 a box.
Yep, that's what I got.
Yeah, so I bought them, and I shot a silhouette target, a half silhouette target at 50 yards, and almost flipped it upside down.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. That thing's the hammer of God. I mean.
Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying that. That'll be fun to watch that get built up. But, I mean, when you get done building yours, I'll just be jealous because yours will be built better than mine.
When I get done building mine, you're going to want to take your handguard off and send it to me so that I can modify it. You can use the gate in the tube.
I'm not taking the handguard off. I'll just send you the whole gun.
No, I just want the handguard.
Well, Joe, I have to call somebody to pump air in my tires.
You have a son that is a qualified gunsmith.
I tell you what. Well, when I see it, we'll probably do that. No doubt about that. No doubt about it. We're about to run out of time, so as usual, thanks for spending a little time with me, talking a little bit about the guns and everything else. For you people out there, a Chambers gun is a bucket list item. And it's a bucket list item that you don't have to baby, and it's a bucket list item that you'll want to carry every day, and it's worth every dime. And go to ChambersCustom.com and start working on that today. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.